This week, Republican lawmakers are hoping to gather in a special session to pass a large tax reform package. It would impose new sales taxes while cutting the overall income tax rate. And cutting income tax means cutting more than half $1 billion in education funding. But as KUER's Nicole Nixon reports, a plan for replacing that money isn't in the bill.
School's out for the day at Valley View Elementary in Bountiful. As students rush down the hall, Denise Wilmore ushers me into her second grade classroom. Wilmore's been teaching for 25 years. Her classroom, crammed with tiny seats at tiny desks, is bright and cheerful. The walls are plastered with art projects and vocabulary posters.
This cupboard is full of math supplies. Doesn't look organized.
It's a large cupboard full of blocks, workbooks, and games. Wilmore pulls out a gallon-sized bag full of laminated sheets of paper. It's a makeshift board game to help students learn about odd and even numbers.
Sometimes you can teach the concept or even have a lesson on the iPad, but kids get their aha moments sometimes when they're playing a game.
Most of these supplies in Wilmore's math cupboard and her entire classroom, really, she bought or made herself. To get some extra help paying for things, she taught herself how to write grants years ago.
But not everybody's able to do that. If you think about a brand new teacher just coming out of college, they make less money. And they don't have the resources to get new supplies.
School funding is not a new issue, and it's been debated in Utah for years. Teachers have long asked for smaller class sizes, higher pay, and more money for classroom supplies. But for more than a decade, Utah has been last in the nation in per pupil funding. Right now, all of the state taxes that come out of your paycheck go directly to the education fund. That money, about $4 billion a year, is essentially earmarked for public schools and higher education. It's been like that since the 1940s. Heidi Matthews is president of the Utah Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. She says that earmark is so important that it's been part of the Utah Constitution for decades.
That establishes like a priority and a promise. Like, this matters to us so much as a state that we want to carve out these funds in perpetuity in order to make sure that our youth are educated.
But some state lawmakers say the education earmark limits their ability to pay for other necessities, like roads, and they're looking for more spending flexibility. It's partly why they're working on tax reform in the first place. Also, Republican State Senator Ann Milner says she's not sure the educational earmark is working.
I think that we've had that earmark in place for over 50 years, and we are 50 out of 50 states in terms of funding of public education.
Milner was president of Weber State University for 10 years. She's leading closed-door negotiations between educators and lawmakers over what to do about school funding. The solution is complex and still being worked through, and it's not part of a new tax reform bill that came out Friday night. But the basic premise that Milner is proposing is to do away with that income tax earmark and ask school districts to increase their local property taxes. At least one school district, Alpine in Utah County, has already come out against that idea. But according to Republican Representative Robert Spenlove, property taxes are more stable than income taxes. And he says that's ultimately what teachers want, stability.
Essentially what they're looking for is consistency and the ability to plan for the future. The earmark is one way to have a level of consistency, but I believe that the proposal that is being worked on is a better way to ensure long-term viability for education.
Heidi Matthews, the UEA president, says she doesn't know if that's true, though, because there are so few details. She says it's a plan that
isn't fleshed out, that few people have seen, that we haven't had a chance to vet.
She says that education funding and the current tax reform bill should be looked at together, and says a special session is premature. And if all of this isn't complicated enough, there's one other thing. Removing that education fund earmark requires voter approval. That means any new plan that lawmakers come up with for funding schools is contingent on a question that wouldn't go before voters until next November. In the meantime, lawmakers are hoping to cut the income tax, which means cutting school funding by $635 million. A legislative task force is expected to vote on that tonight. all of this worries second grade teacher Denise Wilmore, who thinks schools are taking a back seat.
They came up with tax cuts and don't really have a plan for funding education. So I am really concerned about that. I feel like it is time to put education first.
Instead, she says, they want to put a tax cut first. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.